You're listening to a Lewis and Clark podcast. Visit us online at www.lclark.edu. Today I'm talking with Fiona Corner, a sophomore who was recently selected to represent the entire Western region in the National Catholic Student Coalition. In addition to serving on the coalition's executive board, Fiona also leads Lewis and Clark's Catholic student group, the Newman Club. A double major in International Affairs and Hispanic Studies, Fiona is here today to share a bit about her work and what she hopes to accomplish as a leader for Catholic students at Lewis and Clark and beyond. So, first, could you please tell us a bit about what the National Catholic Student Coalition is and how you were selected to be the Western Region chairperson?
So, NCSC is an all-student-run organization that works really closely with IMCS, which is the International Movement of Catholic Students, Pax Romana, and Pax Romana Christi. And what we do is we work really closely with the bishops and other campus ministers around the country, and we write proposals that we send to the UN, that we send to the Vatican, that we send all over the world. It's kind of like a social justice group that's just run by Catholic students. And we're really a voice for not only collegiate Catholic students, but just all sort of Catholic youth. So I'm the Western Region Chair, which means I am in charge of the 13 Western states. I am in charge of setting up retreats, setting up prayer groups, kind of just interconnecting all Catholic collegiate students in the Western region, and then bringing them together with our other regions, which is Northeast, South, and Midwest. I go to executive board meetings 4 times a year. I was just in Lubbock, Texas, where we kind of talked about another conference that we're setting up with an organization called NCYAMA, which deals with Catholic youth, and then sort of like Catholic graduate students. And I bring it back to our exec board and help plan conference and other sort of events like that.
So what are some of the social justice issues that
NCSC
is a part of?
So right now, we do this thing called the Be a Voice campaign. So each month we have different campaigns that we do. Last month we wrote a letter about Haiti to the Vatican and to all the bishops in the United States, asking for money, asking for support, just making it known that NCSC is standing behind this issue, that this is something that's important to us. For March, we are adopting a pregnancy resource center, and we are working to raise money, collect, you know, food and clothing and, you know, diapers for these pregnancy resource centers. So that's what we're doing right now. In the past, we have written proposals for unemployment, especially in the Midwest. The Midwest region is working really, really hard on that issue.
What specifically are you doing with the Newman Club, and what's the Newman Club about?
So the Newman Club is the Catholic club on campus. It's named after the idea of the Newman Club was named after Cardinal Newman, who wanted there to be a safe, interactive space for Catholic students that do not go to a Catholic school. And what we do is we go to Mass every Sunday. We have prayer circles on Thursdays. We go and we visit monasteries. We visit abbeys. We're a group of Catholic students that are exploring our faith, that are confirming our faith. You know, we hang out together, we eat together, we do all sorts of fun stuff together. So we're a little family of, you know, kids that are really, you know, strong in our faith and want to continue that.
Do you feel like there's support for the Newman Club in particular, faith groups?
I work really closely with Sister Loretta, who is the adjunct Catholic chaplain of the school. And sometimes I work with Mark Duntley, who is the dean of the chapel. But if you need it, if you want it, there is support for you. I mean, we don't turn away anyone. I mean, we have students that are not Catholic that come to Mass with us, and we are very welcoming of them. I go to Teze, which is not a Catholic prayer service. It's a Christian prayer service that we have at the South Campus Chapel. Anyone is welcome to that. We have members of the community come, so it's not just a Catholic thing. I'm actually going to Koinonia tomorrow for the first time. So we're all kind of involved in each other's faith. So there is support for that if you want it. You have to seek it out.
As a sophomore here, are you seeing any trends on campus in the faith community?
I mean, you have the Newman Club, you have Hillel, you have Agape. I don't know if they call themselves Campus Crusade anymore, but you had the Campus Crusade, you have Koinonia, you have, you know, new groups that are popping up. You have the Buddhist and the Unitarian Universalist. And so if you want to be involved, if you are a spiritual seeker, those opportunities are there for you. You can't wait for it to find you. Mm-hmm. You have to seek it out.
Are there other things you're involved in here on campus or in Portland that you'd like to talk about?
I'm involved in the LINCS mentorship program, which is mm-hmm. I hope this is right, the Lewis and Clark Intercultural Network for Connected Students. Okay, so I'm really involved. I'm involved in that. I'm a mentor. I have three mentees who don't necessarily need me all the time, but I am there for them if they do. So I'm involved in that program at school, which is really cool because it, you know, being a first-year college student, being a first-generation college student is terrifying. I mean, both of my parents went to college, my grandparents on both sides went to college, but coming here and not knowing anyone is really scary. And so having a mentor was the best thing. Someone that I could trust, it was someone I knew I could talk to, you know, that kind of knew the school. If I had any questions, I went to her. You know, she was always there for me. So I joined this program because I wanted to do that as well. And that's kind of something I do. I'm kind of the mother hen of for a lot of people. So LINCS is a really cool program that I became involved in, and hopefully I'm involved in again next year.
Well, thank you very much for talking with me today, and best of luck to you.
Thanks.